Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I thought we were excellent first half, I've got to say, especially did very well second half as well. I think, you know, even with 10 men for a large chunk of the game, we had 27 shots to let Leeds at eight. So, but goals are what football's all about, unfortunately, and that's the way it is. And we didn't take our chances and conceded three stoppy goals. So, you know, as you say, it's hard to explain. The overall performance was pretty good. But, you know, we got stupid sending off.
Yeah, what was your take on that?
Yeah, well, the initial reaction from the linesman certainly warranted a yellow card. Silly, but a little bit rash to challenge. Then he ended up getting sent off for maybe another. If it hadn't have been so soon after, I think the initial booking hadn't have been in front of the Leeds fans, it might not have been another yellow. It took a long time to make the decision to make it a sending off. He seemed to just give the free kick and then move on. And then well, clearly someone was getting in his ear to make it a second yellow and a sending off. So, but it was rash and petulant and silly.
Massively frustrating. As you say, 26 shots on target. Is that what happens when you in a position like that, or is it just one of those position you're in, sorry, or is it just one of those nights?
Well, it's an element of both. You know, I think if we're sort of mid-table and comfortable, and certainly if you score the first goal, we go on and win by three goals. You know, the way we dominated the first half, but you could almost see it coming, the fact we didn't take our chances. You know, you always felt there potentially could have been a sucker punch, and that's exactly what there was. So it's really frustrating and very, very annoying.
Eight games to go. You've got Wigan to play, you've got Rotherham to play, you've got Norwich, you've got Middlesbrough. How concerned are you by the position you're in?
Well, I'm very concerned because of where we are. But, you know, also I'm very confident and aware of exactly what we need to do to get out of it. So, yeah, it's not good where we are at all. And so I've got under no illusions. But then when I took over after 1 point from the first seven games, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. And, you know, it was certainly, at that stage, things were looking very, very bleak. You know, we managed to galvanise things and rally the troops to an extent and pick us up a little bit. But, you know, results have tailed off and we need to start getting a few wins and pretty sharpish.
Alan Kirbishley was with you tonight. What's his role at the club?
Kirbs will just come in to bring his wealth of experience, you know, and he'll be there to as a sounding board and to help me and the staff every way he can. So, again, he hasn't got a magic wand, you know, but he does bring a wealth of experience with him, so I'll be tapping into that every opportunity.
There was a worry over Ross McCormack as well in the second half. The physios seemed to be sprinting on the first time he went down. How is Ross at the moment?
That's right. Well, he's sore at the moment, so we'll have to assess that tomorrow. He got the initial knock, came over to the bench, I had a chat with him. He said he was fine, very keen to stay on, and said he thought he'd be okay, but then he got another bang on it. Obviously when he came off then, so I said we'll have to have a look and assess that in the morning.
Moving ahead to the weekend, you've got a tricky trip up to Huddersfield now. They drew against Norwich in midweek and they seem to have found some real form under Chris Powell.
That's right, yeah, they're a good side. We know it's going to be another tough game for us, so we'll have to, yeah, like I say, we have to patch ourselves up in the morning and go again.
But having seen the way that you've played tonight, it must be a bit weird for you, Kit, because you must be going in there and thinking there wasn't an awful lot wrong with that performance. The only thing that you, as you say, you've lacked were goals in the end.
That's exactly right. But, you know, goals are what change games and win games. And, you know, we didn't get any tonight and we conceded three poor ones, like I say. So the overall play was good. You know, both halves, and like I say, even with 10 men, we created the better chances. But that's not what it's about. It's actually getting in the back of the net and keeping out of ours.
Is that the legacy of what happened at the start of the season? There just seems to be that fragility in the defence, and you've not been able to sort of rectify that all season.
No, we've tried different things, and obviously we've got a couple of boys in on loan. But it's a fragility within the whole squad. You know, it's to be successful in the Championship, you need to have an assembled squad for the Championship. And moving on, that's what this football club needs to do.
But at the weekend, if you play like that, you'd fancy your chances to go and get the 3 points up in Yorkshire.
Well, if you play like that any week, you'd expect to go and get the points. And if you dominate games like we did first half, you should win games. But, you know, we've done that before. And, it's got to change, and it's got to change soon.